This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1573. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 14th, Australia, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Costa Rica, Cuba, Cyprus, Ethiopia, Gambia, Guam, India, Israel, Libya, Malaysia, Mexico, Monaco, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Romania, Russia, Spain, Sudan, South Sudan, Uganda, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Following up last week's report from Ron Howard on what's happening with Aussie Radio, the low-power private shortwave station in New South Wales. He was still hearing it last week, but now he says both transmitters are apparently off the air, 3210 and 5050, in preparation for being moved to a new location. They were not heard on July 10th, 11th, or 12th, and then that was confirmed to him by Craig Allen, owner of Aussie Radio. However, he said they will soon be available via the web, the shortwave station, back on the air within 6 months. And he's uploaded an interesting video showing his transmitter setup to YouTube. NBCDX Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka reports that Bhutan Broadcasting Service is heard again at 11:30 UT and at 0100, pretty weak though, on 6035. It had been off the air for a while. In DSWCIDX window, Acker Peterson said it had been off since November last year, but he was not yet hearing a carrier even July 11th at 0100. The frequency to check, 6035. Cuban jamming on 5955 and Radio Republica on 5954 were missing for a few days, allowing many North American DXers to hear Bolivia in the clear, Radio Pio XII, Pius XII, in the town called Siglo XX, which means 20th century. Here are some of those logs. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reported it July 8th, UT at 0113 to 0135. Lots of banter by the announcers and some music and ID. 5950 was also not on the air, so there was no interference on the other side. The Bolivian measured on 5952. 0.49. He said he had not logged that one in years. It's also reported by Ron Howard in California, July 9th at 0156 until a later sign-off at 0229 and 5 seconds. Measured on 5952.38. Radio Pio XII, some nice Bolivian music. And their theme song, which is the Colonel Bogey March. And also reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, July 10th, at midnight UT until 0117. There was an ID at midnight 27 in a radio drama, but it went abruptly off the air at 0117, measured on 5952.45. Jim Ronda in Oklahoma also heard it at the same time, midnight 26 to 0117 off the air, UT July 10th. That report was to the NASFA flash sheet. And another Bolivian on 6025, reported by Hans Isnil in Norway, shortwave bulletin. Radio Ijimani in La Paz, back on June 14th at midnight 25, with preaching and gospel, which made him think at first it was Radio Amanecer in the Dominican Republic. But there was a sharp ID at midnight 58 as Radio Ijimani. Probably they share a transmitter with the Bolivian station now usually occupying this frequency called Radio Patria Nueva. A powerful Brazilian signal you will not hear in the evening because it's not on the air at all is Radio Senado in Brasilia on 5990. But it is on in the mornings. I heard it July 12th at 0929, a very good signal. It may be a 250 kilowatt transmitter with novelty songs. And the program ID was interjected Manhã Sertaneja. It's off the air. As I said, around local sunset, it was reported as late as 2103 UT, June 21st, by Michael Ford in the UK, World DX Club contact. why this station of the Brazilian Senate is not devoted to C-SPAN-like legislative coverage, I have never been able to figure out. Following up news a couple of weeks ago that CFVP Calgary was off the air from 6030 due to flooding at their antenna site, they are back on, says Ron Howard in California. He heard them on July 11th UT at 0413 to 0430. That was UT Monday, when the Cuban Jamming and Radio Marti are in truce, reducing the interference on the frequency. The CFVP format, actually relaying the 1060 AM station, is country music. He heard an ID as Southern Alberta, born and raised, classic country, AM 1060. Remember the RCI Action Committee, a group formed by disgruntled employees to oppose the changes going on at Radio Canada International. Their website has mostly been inactive, but it pays to check it occasionally. I recently did and found a new post dated May 24th of this year. I quote, part of it, last week was tough for RCI employees as we found out the impact of the $500,000 budget reduction because the station is leaving Sirius Satellite Radio. RCI's new director, Hélène Parent, had warned employees in February that because of the drop in revenues, cuts had to be made. So it seems being on Sirius Satellite was bringing in money to RCI. On May 16th, she announced that seven positions would be eliminated and that as of June 27th, the English and French daily programs, The Link and Tom Tom, would be reduced from 2 hours to one, and all the one-hour language programs would be reduced to half hours. However, untouched would be the English and French programs on weekends. On May 19th, Hélène Parent held two meetings with staff to outline her vision of RCI until 2013. She said the immigration mandate of talking to future immigrants abroad or to those already in Canada would no longer have a central role in RCI programming. If you're getting TVDX on analog channel 2 from Ontario, as I have been several times recently, and hear a strange varying pitch, here's the explanation from Robert Grant on the WTFDA forum. The station in Wyarton, Ontario, CKCO-TV2, has an unstable video transmitter. The frequency actually varies slightly, something that occasionally also happens on shortwave, and when it does, and when there is another signal which is steady, this causes what you might call a siren sound, a variable pitch heterodyne. Sound of two video carriers interfering with each other, yes, comes out of the audio speaker of your TV set. He said he measured it on 55.24075. It is offset minus. It should be exactly 55.24 megahertz. And it was varying as low as 073 and up to 078, but not in any consistent pattern. Another Ontario monitor, Bill Hepburn, says he once measured it, centered on 55.240.66 variable. By the way, this is the last summer when we'll be able to DX many familiar Canadian TV stations in the analog mode because August 31st is the date, the deadline for those in larger cities to convert to digital. There will still be some in smaller cities still running analog after that. If you can hear PBS, Nemengu, Inner Mongolia, Ron Howard in California recommends making a point of listening on July 15th for special coverage in Chinese and English of the 12th annual Jiaojun Cultural Festival in Hohhot, capital of the region. Last year's coverage of the opening ceremony started about 12:55 UT on 7420 and 9520, but start checking somewhat earlier. They included musical selections from the USA, like Country Roads. Regarding the ever-increasing number of relays of China Radio International via local stations in North America, something which China does not reciprocate, here is the station in the Washington, D.C. area carrying it on 1190. It's actually WCRW in Leesburg, Virginia, as noted by Craig Christ in Manassas. The Anticosto station Radio Republica has been running 24 hours a day via that LCOR transmitter in Costa Rica. slightly above 9965 in the daytime and 5954.2 variable at night. However, Cuban jamming was missing when I checked on July 8th and 9th, nor could I hear Radio Republica. However, the jamming, and no doubt also Radio Republica, had resumed by July 11th. Usually all we can hear is the jamming. However, July 12th at 0958 on 5954.2, I was able to hear Radio Republica giving its schedule with its theme music and cutting off the air at 0959, apparently changing to 9965, but I could not hear them immediately on that frequency. They also mentioned their relay on the weekends on 9490, which is actually via RMI, via Sackville at 2300 to 0200 UT, Saturdays and Sundays, confirmed by Jeff White. You may have heard about that explosion at a munitions dump in Cyprus, apparently arms they had collected from Iran, which knocked out electricity for much of the island. That impacted, oops, I shouldn't use that as a verb, the BBC relay not far away. Apparently it was not damaged, but simply had a power outage for some time. Thanks to Chuck Albertson for the first tip about that. BBC might have substituted other transmitter sites for some of the scheduled relays from Cyprus. About an hour before, Ron Howard in California was hearing CFVP Calgary again on 6030, UT Monday, July 11th. He was getting gray line reception from Radio Oromia in Ethiopia from 0327 until 0330. That was right at his sunset, and their sunrise was 18 minutes earlier. He heard the distinctive repetitive xylophone sounding interval signal at 0327. At that point, the Cuban jamming was still pulsing, although Radio Marti was off the air on UT Monday. Remember when the Gambia used to be on shortwave? Many years ago, I think it was 4820. Now at least, they are available on the web, according to Dave Koenig of Interval Signals Online via the Media Network blog. There are now live streams of national radio and television services from the new website, www.grts.gm, including radio news in English at 07, 13, 18, and 22 UT, at least on weekdays. Ron Howard in California notes that AFN Guam 5765 USB, after years of being parallel to Diego Garcia on 4319 USB, is no longer. Guam is now routinely relaying CNN's Robin Mead morning show with segments like Off the Beaten Path, occasionally adding AFN spots, a fairly new development, heard July 11th at 1339. Another item from Ron Howard concerning All India Radio Kolkata, nominally on 4820, but has been off frequency occasionally, such as July 12th at 1304 to 1334, 750 hertz above. This was also the case almost exactly a year ago on July 11th on 4820.72. With tight selectivity and using upper sideband, it can be separated from Tibet, which stays on exactly 4820, parallel to 5935. Hearing the external service of All India Radio in the Western Hemisphere is quite iffy. They're not trying to reach beyond the Eastern Hemisphere, on shortwave that is, but in the NASA Journal, Richard Cuff reports that he heard the hosts of the mailbag show Faithfully Yours, June 20th, mentioned that audio streaming of the GOS was being investigated. Not clear whether it would be live or on demand. So how did he hear it? Via a global tuner in Europe, Monday at 21:15. Hot news about Israel from Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight. He says, I located Galei Sahal from July 10th on a new frequency, 9235. Seems to have replaced 6977. Port Affair on a perfectly clear channel throughout the evening here after 1800 and heard again in the local morning hours before fade out around 0600. 15850 remains in parallel. Derek Lynch in Ireland tells us, I have heard U.S. PSYOPs again today, July 9th, very clear at 13 to 1320 UT on 10404 USB, English and Arabic. saying Gaddafi is in violation of Security Council resolutions asking Libyan military to go home to their families, stay away from military facilities. He says the English is obviously American accented, although it's speaking for NATO rather than the U.S. There is no specific ID, but it's definitely the PSYOP station. No jamming at the moment. There was bubble jamming when he heard it 2 weeks before. Also reported the same date, July 9th at 10:12 on 10:404 USB in Arabic and English by Luca Bottofioro in Italy, bclnews.it. Derek says he's no longer hearing Libya itself in the evenings on 8500. Via FM, AM, USB, satellite, and internet, this is World of Radio number 1573. Many thanks to Clayton Stapleton, who made sure we got the domain worldofradio.com years ago and which has just been renewed. Go there for much more information, including the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which World of Radio is based. Your contributions, always welcome, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Perhaps our best chance to hear Malaysia way over here is the rather new frequency of 9835. July 9th at 12:46, it had a fair signal with pop music. It's the peninsular relay of RTM back to Sarawak. A 2-pip time signal at 1300, but it was 4 or 5 seconds late. The news in Malay. At the end of it, the introduction said Salam Alaikum and made several mentions of Sabah and Malaysia. This is supposed to be parallel to 11665, but that frequency is always dominated by Chaicom echo jamming against Taiwan. 9835 of Sarawak FM via Kajang, Malaysia, presumed also reported by Jim Evans in Tennessee, July 11th at 10:45 to 1100. Pop music again. There was singing, which was sort of like Quran, but not really. At 10:54, a real Quran recitation. A couple of pips at 1100 and more talk, probably news, I would say. He said, poor to moderate signal strength with rather quick fades. That report came via the NASA group. I've had lots more Mexican TVDX from channels 2 to 6 during the past week. Some of the most frequent catches are from northern Baja California, XHBC Mexicali on channel 3, often clashing with another channel 3, which is really too closely spaced in Tijuana, XHTJB, that being an affiliate of the educational network TV Once. Well, XHBC is a Televisa station, but it's a local affiliate with lots of locally originated programming and at times relaying one of the Televisa national networks. To make matters worse, these two video transmitters are on almost exactly the same frequency, causing wide, heavy beat bars. Normally, if you have stations too close together, you would at least offset them 20 kilohertz apart, producing lots of little beat bars. I also often pick up on Channel 6, XETV in Tijuana, which is English-speaking on the CW network serving San Diego. Out of curiosity, I checked the map for the midpoint of the path between here and Mexicali and Tijuana, where the sporadic E-cloud would be. It's about 50 miles west-southwest of Albuquerque, making me wonder if the very large array is sporadically heating the ionosphere above it. But supposedly it's only receiving DX and not transmitting. On the Kundish list, Ernesto Palero in Argentina wondered what he was hearing on 17260 upper sideband. It seemed to be in French at 1736 UT, July 10th. I explained that it was the coastal station 3AC Radio Monaco, which has a scheduled marine weather broadcast at 1730 on that frequency. Coincidentally, Wolfgang Büschel reports to the Shortwave Sites group that he found a panoramio image of their transmitting antenna. It looks like a three-element beam with traps on a rotor, very amateurish. More on the bleak future of Radio Netherlands. Horacio Negro in Uruguay tells us, July 13th, according to reliable sources, it appears the shortwave broadcasts will be until December or perhaps a little later, They might run a frequency for the Caribbean from the transmitter in French Guiana. These decisions will be announced between October and November. The Spanish section is likely to be smaller. This will be better known in September or October. Papua New Guinea update from Ron Howard in California. NBC Sundown on 3205, which reactivated a few weeks ago, was off the air during random checks on July 9th, 10th, and 11th. And as for the QSLs from Radio Fly, he says he's pleased to learn his QSL card was mailed on July 10th. That's the station on 5960, which he heard again July 11th at 1356 with jazz music, but he could not hear them at that time on parallel 3915. Yet another item from Ron Howard in California. He always comes up with interesting angles on his reports. This one concerning Radio Pilipinas, or Voice of Philippines, on 15285. Heard July 10th from 0203 to closing at 0330. He says on Sundays they have a completely different format than any other day. This was in English, songs by Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., 2YLs chatting about religion, and closing with the national anthem. Reception improved from poor to almost fair by the end of the broadcast. Despite its new transmitters installed a couple of years ago, which have been doing a very good job for improving reception of Radio Romania International, one of them in Tiganeshti is now consistently off frequency, first reported by Ron Howard in California, July 9th at 0308 on 7333.73. This led Wolfgang Büschel in Germany to keep checking all the listed frequencies throughout most of the day and found many more of them were 2 or 3 kilohertz lower than scheduled from one of the transmitters in Tiganeshti. You can find the exact results in the new DX Listening Digest 11-28 via worldofradio.org. In his column for the NASA Journal and on his own website, Kim Andrew Elliott talks about listening to the voice of Russia's new medium wave relay in Washington, D.C. on 1390 kilohertz. He says they're originating U.S.-oriented programming during what amounts to drive time, Monday through Friday at 6 to 9 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, complete with local weather and temperatures in Fahrenheit. News and current affairs programming, somewhat like NPR's Morning Edition, but not much of a global correspondent network. They have one program called Capital to Capital, including Angela Davis in Moscow. Could that be the same person who was once with the Communist Party, USA? After some Googling in Russian, Sergei S. discovered no. According to Russian state TV Rossiya report from June 20th, Angela Davis is the on-air name for Linda Heward Mills, who is half Russian, half American. She's been working at Voice of Russia since last December and has a Facebook account. We all agree it was not a very bright idea for her to purloin the name Angela Davis. In his Easy Listening NASA Journal column, Richard Cuff says, Radio Exterior de España is now making its full weekday programs available for listening online. Previously, there'd been only segments. Weekdays only, since on weekends they're just repeating features from the previous week. The website, as corrected by Bruce Portzer, is www.rne.es/REE. That's in Spanish, but then you'll find a place to click for the English version. Most of the time, but not every night, I'm still hearing continuous tone jamming against Radio Dabanga via Madagascar to Sudan on 13620 between 0430 and 0527. The Media Network blog has a new schedule for all the transmissions of Radio Dabanga effective July 18th. Still on 13620 at that time, but also on 15550 via UAE. At 0430 to 459, 13730 Madagascar, but at 0459 to 527, the same frequency switches to Vertachtel Germany. Then at 527 to 557, 13620 via Now in Germany and 13730 from Vertachtel. And the evening broadcast at 1529 to 1627, 15720 from Vertachtel and 13730 via Madagascar. This target broadcast is for the Darfur region, not southern Sudan, by the way, about which we have much more in the new DX Listening Digest, South Sudan having just gained its independence on July 9th, heralded by a special VOA broadcast for 1 hour of the ceremonies. Heard by Ernesto Paulero in Argentina, but not audible here on 15480, 15 to 16 UT on July 9th. We have a clip of it he sent us on our website, linked from DXLD. Of course, it's also a new radio country, but at the moment there are no active shortwave broadcasters in southern Sudan. Amateur radio operators, however, are gearing up as soon as possible for de-expeditions to put southern Sudan officially on the map. A couple of websites to check for the latest info on those. www.intrepid-dx.com and www.dxfriends.com. Last week, we had reports of Radio Uganda reactivated slightly below 7195. Now the other frequencies reported by Don Jensen, Wisconsin, in Nassau, 4976.04. July 10th at 0329, past 0347, a very nice signal with mellow African rhythms. However, apparently not definitely ID'd, but what else could it be on 4976, not reported since last February, says Anker Peterson in DSWCIDX window. Via CommanderElliott.com, journalism.co.uk reported July 8th that journalists at BBC will hold a one-day strike July 15th over compulsory redundancies at the World Service and BBC monitoring. WWV has now moved the propagation minute back to its original slot 18 minutes past each hour. I may now discuss freely the long-lasting technical problems at WWCR, including spurs put out by the number one transmitter, 15.6 kHz above and below whatever frequency it's on, including 9985. July 12th at 1000 UT, I was hearing a heterodyne on WWV 10,000 caused by WWCR. That's in effect from 09 until 11 UT. Ron Howard, California, reports RTZ Zanzibar on 6015 Gray Line reception, July 11th from Sinon at 0300 for the following hour. His sunset 0330 and their sunrise 0335. The carrier is already on by 0255. Reception improved by 0332 when there was a brief recitation of the Quran. Reminder of some of our recently added World of Radio broadcast times on WTWW, Thursday at 2100 on 9479, and UT Sunday at 0400 on 5755. On WBCQ, Thursday at 2130 on 7415. As always, on WWRB, UT Friday 0330 on 5051. And on Area 51 WBCQ, UT Mondays 0300 on 5110. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 12th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 on the 14th and 12 and 3 August 5th to 7th. Solar flux dropping from 94 July 16th to 85 starting July 31st. And so concludes World of Radio number 1573. Glenn Hauser, hope you've enjoyed the show, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.